Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. New York City Comptroller John Liu, one of the presumed leading candidates in the next mayoral election, may have campaign finance problems. One of his big fundraisers is under federal indictment for wire fraud. Liu has had to return $20,000 in donations, and his campaign may have relied on straw donors to skirt campaign finance laws. With us to explain what is known and what the outstanding questions are and how they may affect Liu's future campaigns is David Chen, City Hall Bureau Chief for The New York Times. Hi, David. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. How are you? Good to be back.
Every few days, it seems there's a little drip, drip, drip in this story. So take us through what we know so far. The Times first broke a version of this story in October, right?
That's correct. We reported back in October that there were a lot of irregularities with his fundraising reports for the 2013 election, for which he's expected to or was expected to run for mayor, and you know, some of the problems included the very simple fact that he didn't list any bundlers, or these are people who sort of collect or solicit donations from, you know, friends, family, and coworkers, and give people a sense of sort of you know, how deep a network is. They also included you know, instances of people saying that they actually had never given any money, even though they were listed as having given money, and other people saying you know, that that they had relied on you know, someone else to fill out the forms, and that some of the handwriting on checks and other forms were actually done by one person for an entire company. So that raised a host of questions. And then it turns out that sort of around the same time that we were doing a lot of our reporting, the FBI was conducting an investigation into Mr. Liu's fundraising practices, and sort of set up a sting operation, which you know, ensnared one of his top fundraisers, who worked with an undercover agent posing as a businessman, who wanted to give in excess of the allowable limit for contributions, and you know, there are a whole host of other things, but I don't want to take up too much airtime right now.
What is the limit for allowable contributions, and what did this fundraiser allegedly try to give?
The allowable limit for individuals is $4,950. This fundraiser wanted to give $20,000, you know, give or take at first. It was explained to him that he couldn't do that, and so what the feds did was work with this this fundraiser who's since been arrested to kind of just you know, make up the names or put down the names of you know, a bunch of friends and other relatives who to claim that they donated money when in fact he gave the big contribution himself. It was sort of the if you want to think of it this way, it was kind of like trying to claim you know, on an expense report that you had billed your company for what turned out to be $16,000, when in fact you claimed that there were a whole bunch of other people who also put in claims that added up to the $16,000.
Right. So bundling a lot of small campaign contributions while you're the power broker is controversial enough when it's a legal practice. If somebody's accused of making up all the small donors in order to skirt the law, then it's an illegal practice. This is Xingwu Pan, a businessman who's the accused fundraiser?
That's correct. His name is Oliver, and he, according to the complaint, told the undercover agent that this was not his first time trying to rustle up straw donors, allegedly, for the Liu campaign, and he also alluded but did not specify another citywide candidate earlier, you know, in his career, I guess.
Is Liu himself either accused of any wrongdoing or the subject of a related FBI investigation?
He himself, as far as we know, is not He certainly has not been accused of wrongdoing. We don't know for certain whether he is the target of an investigation. As with so many things, the federal government, you know, is quite tight-lipped about this. We do know that their investigation goes back to 2009 when he ran for comptroller. So there's certainly a sense that, you know, he and perhaps the people around him have been monitored by, though certainly not accused of any wrongdoing. By the same token, though, he has said that he is very much in control of his fundraising operation. He's in charge of the details, and so that puts him in a bit of a tight spot in terms of trying to perhaps down the road pin the blame, if you will, on someone else.
New York City has a famously generous public financing system. Candidates who register with the Campaign Finance Board and who follow its rules get 6-to-1 public matching funds. And, of course, that's meant to make it possible for people who aren't wealthy to mount a campaign by multiplying what donations they get. Was this intended, allegedly, to skirt that, what this man is charged of, or were these donations, these fake donations that he was bundling, too big to qualify for matching funds anyway?
Well, the way the matching fund system works in New York is that you can get up to $6 of taxpayer dollars in terms of the system, up to a certain limit. That limit is $175. And in the complaint, Mr. Pan allegedly is tape recorded discussing sort of the finer points of the matching system in terms of you need to get X to get Y. And so it's clearly on his mind as a way to kind of leverage as many dollars as possible. What's very interesting about the Liu case here is that he himself, the candidate, had limited contributions to $800. That represents a lucky number 8 in Asian culture. And so there was the sense that he had hoped to foster that his contributors were not sort of the big dollar developers and businessmen that normally dominate, you know, the campaign finance reports of most top tier candidates. And so, he was hoping to convey a sense of a populist grassroots, you know, kind of movement in terms of dollars. And yet, you know, this is obviously very problematic.
So political analysis before you go. How much could this impact Liu's chances of running or running successfully for mayor in 2013, let's say, if no other shoe drops?
Hard to say. I mean, everyone that we've talked to, you know, who puts on an unofficial pundit's hat, you know, has offered opinions ranging from, you know, he may be out of office in the next few months if another shoe drops, to, you know, look at how he is still maintaining this incredibly hectic and very vigorous schedule of public events, even since the news broke. I mean, it's still a couple of years off. There's still many other people in the field. I think the sense is that he's certainly been damaged by what's been uncovered so far, but, you know, he could recover potentially, you know, in a couple of years' time, perhaps to run for re-election, though a lot of the people we're talking to say that it would be still very difficult to try to distinguish himself in a crowded and pretty evenly paced mayoral field, especially when his job title as comptroller, you know, comes with this built-in responsibility of being the city's financial watchdog, someone who's supposed to be about looking at the books and checking things. So that is clearly a potential Achilles heel.
We'll see what else comes of this as the investigation continues. David Chen, City Hall Bureau Chief for The New York Times. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC. Coming up next, the CEO of a group called Americans Elect, which is trying to get a candidate for president on the ballot in all 50 states, nominated by any registered voter from any party in an online convention this June. Stay with us.